This is WSKG News. I'm Sarah Gager. Today we conclude our series highlighting historical notable Black figures of our region. Shane Johnson of WSKG's History Department is back to tell us about the life of Lieutenant Colonel George J. Haley. Shane, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me back again, Sarah.
Haley was born in Bath, New York, and his family was really well known in the community. What else do we know about his early life?
Well, I talked to Kurt House at the Steuben County Historical Society, and he explained to me that Haley's family sort of rose to prominence for their role in combating the upstate New York Ku Klux Klan. And this was 1920s, 1930s America, when the Klan was at the height of its power and popularity. So this activism probably played a role in shaping Haley's early life. He attended Haverling High School, where he grew an appreciation for art. And he actually drew a mural in the high school that's still there today. He then went on to Syracuse University to pursue a career in art.
He ended up leaving Syracuse University to join the military. What did he do there?
Well, World War II was in full swing, and Haley volunteered to join the Tuskegee Airmen Program. And the Tuskegee were the first African-American military aviators. Haley trained as a fighter pilot, and he flew P-57s and P-51 Mustangs, and he was given the call sign Cool Fool. Now, Haley and the rest of the Tuskegee Airmen were primarily given the task of escorting Allied bombers on long-range missions into Germany, and this was a task they excelled at. In fact, Haley's son told me that he still gets calls from former bomber pilots looking to thank Cool Fool for personally escorting their wounded bombers back to safety.
I can't get over that. Cool Fool. What was being in the military like for the Tuskegee Airmen?
It wasn't easy. I talked to Christine Biggers at the National Park Service, and she explained to me that these recruits were coming from all over the country, and they were heading to the Deep South, to Alabama, where their training base was. And this was culture shock to them, because this was the heart of Jim Crow country and segregation. And she told me the story of one veteran who remembered that they had to black out the windows on his train car because he was told that if the farmers knew that there were Black recruits on the train, they might try and shoot at him. In addition, the military was segregated at the time, and so they had to deal with a lot of racism and prejudice within the military structure itself.
When you say segregated, Black military pilots, they were trained on a different site?
Yes. All the Tuskegee Airmen were trained on an airfield near Tuskegee, Alabama, and that's where they get their name from. But the segregation goes much deeper than that. Black officers couldn't give orders to white enlisted soldiers, and white enlisted soldiers didn't even have to return the salute of Black officers. You know, the Tuskegee Airmen were shipped over to Europe in segregated troop transports. So, in addition, the program was surrounded in secrecy, and in a lot of instances, bomber crews had no idea that the fighter pilots escorting them were African American.
Haley returned from World War II and finished his degree at Syracuse. He then went back to the military. Why?
Well, as much as Haley wanted to pursue a career in art, the Korean War interrupted. And experienced fighter pilots like Haley were needed for that conflict, so he was reactivated. He was then convinced to stay inside the military and actually did three more tours during Vietnam.
What was his life like after the war?
Well, he had a very distinguished military career, and he saw a lot of change in the military while he was there. He ended his career in Washington, D.C. as an intelligence officer, where he retired in 1975 as a lieutenant colonel. And today he's buried in Arlington National Cemetery.
Shane, thanks so much.
And thanks for having me, Sarah.
To hear more from Shane Johnson about the history of our region, visit WSKG.org/history.